Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Sunday evening with us. And we're looking to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it yet, go grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So get ready to magnify the Lord right along with us as we ask Evangelist Sheila Hameen to lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you as humble as we know how, Lord. We ask, God, that you will search our hearts while we're praying this prayer. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. Lord, we ask that you will look upon all of those who are listening tonight and let a special blessing come upon them. Lord, lay your hand on them in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, heal. Make whole, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you're able to do all things, and we're looking to you. We are asking for your presence, oh God, to be felt throughout this broadcast. In the name of Jesus, my God, send your word tonight. Send your anointing, oh God. Let your word have free course. Oh, Lord God, let your word penetrate our hearts. Oh, Lord, speak to our minds. Speak to our hearts, Lord. We're waiting on you, and we need to hear from you tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, wrap your arms all around us and preserve us, Lord. Keep us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Lord, for those who are bereaved of their loved ones. We ask for comfort and for consolation. Oh, God, we pray a special prayer for Evangelist Martha. Oh, yes. God, look upon her right now. Give her comfort. Give her consolation. Oh, God, remember the family tonight. Lord, be close to the family in the name of Jesus and all the bereaved families, oh, God, and anyone who has lost someone dear to them. Oh, Lord, God, bring comfort tonight. Give them the consolation that they so stand in need of. Oh God, be merciful tonight and wrap your loving arms around them in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, heal those who are sick in their bodies, who are listening to this broadcast tonight. While the broadcast is going forth, let a healing come down from heaven. Lord, heal them from the top of their head down to the soles of their feet in the name of Jesus. We know you are able to do all things, oh God, and there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible, Lord. Move in the midst. Oh, my Lord, have mercy tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we just want to thank you tonight for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for your goodness, Lord, to be here one more time. We thank you for another opportunity to call on your name, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, for this great ministry, Lord. We ask you to bless continually, oh God, and let it grow, let it prosper, let it reach far and near in the name of Jesus. Have your way and let your will be done, Lord. We believe you tonight, and we're taking you at your word. And we count it as done, Lord, and we thank you tonight. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. We thank you for mercy.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for hearing our prayer and coming to see about us, Lord. We thank you for making a way for us, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah, for blessing us, Lord, though we don't deserve it. Oh, glory to your name. We are so grateful that you've been so compassionate, so merciful, and so understanding. We praise you tonight, Lord. We magnify your holy name. Not our will, Lord God, but let your holy will be done. We believe it, oh Lord, and we count it done, and we thank you tonight. We ask, Lord, that you'll accept our prayer, all of these blessings we ask, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that beautiful prayer. Coming to Evangelist Hameen. Prayer changes things.
Glory to God. At this time, we want to thank you once again for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And this is your host, Evandis May. I'd like to announce that we are praying for Evandis Martha Colbreth and the entire bereaved Colbreth family. Also, the entire bereaved Thompson family who just buried their brother. And we are praying for the bereaved Pauldo family. We lost our aunt, Margie Pauldo. So we're asking that you pray for the family. We are yet looking to the Lord. Also, I want to announce that Prophetess Dr. Cynthia Edmond is scheduled to preach on June the 19th, that is tomorrow evening at 8 p.m., for Dr. Pastor Delavoe. And the phone number is 605-313-4122. The access code is 187869#. That is, again, on tomorrow night, June the 19th at 8 p.m. on the International Prayer broadcast. Praise God. And now, at this time, we want to prepare to hear the word of God. And this recording today is from today's message coming through Prophetess Evangelist Cynthia Edmond.
Amen. That spirit of witchcraft.
Yes.
Amen. It's over. want to abide by that word. And even if you're not a minister, amen, you still want to abide by that word. Amen. We might falter. We might fail.
Yeah.
And we will sin. Amen. But as long as we stay in that word, amen, stay in the word and get out of the word. Find yourself out of the word. Find yourself doing something wrong. Hallelujah. If you're not strong, God will bring it to your attention.
Thank you.
go back to my Father, because I belong to my Father. So he's supposed to be going pray the word. Pray for them. He has prayed for them. He opened the blinded eyes. He called the deaf to hear, the dumb to talk. Amen. He told the man that was in the way for 3 days to get out of.
All that. Like that.
your interpreter in the midst.
All right, all right.
You're not supposed to be wise. Take your seat. Amen. And when you were interpreting, there's no interpreter to even talk. You talking to God.
Amen.
And God knows what you say.
God knows.
Amen.
Because it's the Spirit.
It's the Spirit of God.
Yeah, it's your Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Because we can't do this if you see us keep serving God in the beauty of holiness.
Yes.
Amen. He will speak for you sometimes.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost will manifest himself.
Yes.
You don't have to make him.
No.
You don't have to train him.
No.
None of that. Because if he's been there, he's going to come out.
Yes.
He's going to come out. He's going to manifest himself. Trained to be a minister.
Yes.
Trained to be missionary. Now, don't get me wrong. It's okay to be taught what you're supposed to do as a missionary or as a minister, but it ain't God to call you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It ain't God to put their calling on your life.
Yes.
Amen. But if he calls you, let me tell you something. When he called me, I didn't heed the call.
Amen.
I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. I said, I ain't doing that. Came back and told my mother, I said, I know what the Lord wants me to do. And I've been there, but I just would not take. And I told her, I said, I know what he wants me to do. She said, what do you want you to do? I said, he called me to preach. And she just looked at me. And she said, you sure that's what he called you to do? Because that ain't no place. And I said, he called me by my name. And she said, you want to tell the pastor? I said, no. And she said, what do you mean, no? You got to tell the pastor. I'm just telling you because I don't know how to do that. That's what I told her. I don't know how to do it. Amen. And I began to tell her. I wouldn't tell her. I didn't tell nobody but her. I didn't tell nobody but the Lord did. Amen. I was on my job down there in the box, and I heard somebody say, Cynthia. I looked up. Ain't nobody in the place. But three other workers, the store wasn't even open. They were counting their money. And I said, who called me? And they looking at me like, talking about, kept counting. So I was like, somebody just called my name, and they just, you know, they count the money, and they shaking their head like, oh, somebody called me. So I said, okay, I'm going back down in the box. Heard my name again. And I got up. I said, stop playing. Somebody called me. And they looked at me. They said, nobody's calling you. Ain't nobody calling your name? And I said, somebody just said Cynthia, but it didn't sound like none of their voices that was in that building. And I looked at the door. I looked on the cash register at the door. The door was still locked. And I said to myself, and I just turned my face to the wall, and tears came down. And I said, yes, Lord. I just said, yes, Lord.
Yeah.
That's when I came to her. That night, that's a pre-musical. I came to her that night and told her, oh, don't go in her house. Told her, but go ahead. But Kennedy was calling me to do it. And then I refused. I said, I ain't telling nobody, ain't saying nothing. At the end of that convocation, that Saturday was baptismal. Was baptismal that.
Yeah.
I got baptized. Came out of a word. That anointing was on me so strong.
Yes,
I couldn't even handle myself. I went in the bathroom. I was just all things. Went to the bathroom. Got out. The wet clothes came out. The anointing was all over me.
Yes.
I mean, all over me. I couldn't even do that with myself. I mean, and I walked up to my house and said, I mean, and they said, they just looked at me and they said, I'm out of place.
Yes.
And I said, thank you, Jesus. I'm just saying, thank you, Jesus. But I'm not saying, yes, Lord. I'm not doing it. And I was just saying, thank you, Jesus. All of a sudden, I just dropped the bag and started dancing, came out of the shoe, everything, started dancing. The Lord threw me on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's not what they wanted. It was time to be. Amen. It was time to surrender.
Yes, it
was. Amen. It threw me right on the floor. And I was on that floor, and I refused to surrender. Down there saying, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Over there came and said, say it with your heart. Say it out of your heart. Him over there, your baby's name, baby's name, he was all around me. And I mean, he was spinning me around on the floor. I couldn't even get up. Can't get up. And I'm crying. I don't know. Why can't I get up? Just down there. Lord, have mercy. And I surrendered with my heart. But that heart said, yes, I'll be with it. It was like like somebody took their foot off my back. And I got up.
Yeah.
I was able to get up off the floor.
Yeah.
And I felt like Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. I had to tell somebody. See, I wouldn't say nothing.
Yes.
I said, I'm not telling nobody nothing. But the Lord made everybody see.
Amen.
See, it ain't done in no corner.
No, it's not.
You ain't going to go home.
Somebody else teach you.
Yeah.
Or God deal with somebody else. They come back.
The Lord called me to preach.
Yeah.
Now I want to preach now. And no evidence.
No
evidence. No sign. Of God calling them.
Because this thing ain't done in no corner.
This ain't done in no corner here. So we put a hole in.
And everybody knew that the Lord was going to use me.
Yes.
Everybody knew it.
Before I even confessed my calling.
Yes.
Because he kept using me.
Yes.
He kept speaking through me.
Yes.
Prophesying through me. Yes. And I refused to do it on my own.
Yes. I refused to surrender. But he said he had thrown it in front of the people.
They knew what was going on. Cynthia, why don't you just surrender to God's will? Took me all the way to the pulpit, and I refused to go in. I held onto that railing, and I went down on my knees and was holding on to the railing. I said, I ain't going up there. I wasn't going. I was determined I wasn't going up in that pulpit. And that's where I ended up, sitting in the pulpit.
Yeah.
That's where I ended up. Amen. Because that's the calling that God has on my life.
Amen.
So this thing ain't done in no corner. This ain't no place.
Amen.
So it's okay if you want to preach. It's okay. Amen. But there's some consequences. Some suffering behind it. If you want to do the pure gospel, you're going to be hated. You're going to be ostracized, criticized, whipped, put in jail, killed. Because you want to preach this pure, unadulterated gospel. You're not going to have many friends.
Amen.
Everybody's not going to like you. They're not going to go back. That's all right. Because they hated Jesus.
Yes.
They hated him.
Yes, they hated him.
They loved him for a minute. Oh, man. They saw the work that he was doing.
Yes.
Now he's mad. He came riding on a golden donkey. He didn't come high. He didn't come high-minded, riding up on no stallion and carrying on. And I'm the one. I'm the queen.
Amen.
He came on a lowly donkey.
Amen.
I refuse to go back from where I came from.
Amen.
Amen. Because I
Wash away sins
transgressions. Be merciful to the people. Touch tonight, O Lord. Oh, my God, look on one by one and name by name. You know every prayer, every petition. We pray that you touch, Lord Jesus. Grant the petitions according to the will of God. Let the Spirit of God be there. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Oh, my God, have mercy today. Look down with a pitiful eye. Have compassion and mercy on the souls of men. Save, oh Lord, deliver today those that need healing. We pray that you touch and heal their bodies. Save them, oh Lord. Have mercy today, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that you will give us a closer walk with you. Draw us closer to you. We want to get near to you, Lord. We want to be right. We want to be found in the will of God, not having spot nor wrinkle nor any such blemish. Take away everything that's not like you, everything that is contrary to your will. Bless us and cause your face to shine upon us. Make us and fix us the way you want us to be. And Heavenly Father, we pray that you look on all of the bereaved families. Touch right now, Lord. Comfort their souls. Give them strength, oh Lord. Work things out, oh Lord. We know you're able, and we know thou art a burden bearer. You told us to cast our burden upon the Lord, and ye shall sustain us. We believe your word today. We take you at your word. We trust you today. And we thank you today, oh Lord. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the messenger. We pray that you continue to use her in thy service. Continue to sing your word through her. Continue to anoint her to do the will of God. Have thine own way. Save souls. Heal the sick and deliver the bound. That thy name may be glorified. Help us to lift up thy name. Not unto us, but unto thy name. Give glory and honor, praise unto thy holy name. For thou art worthy today. Help us, O Lord. Take us through. Help us to stand. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you for the prayer. We thank you for the service on today. Pray that you can continue to go with us and stand by us. And we will give thy name praise. Glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that precious word of God that came through Evangelist Cynthia. She surely told us the truth and some of the things that are going on into these places that are supposed to be called the house of prayer. Glory to God. It's just people are painting their face, they're dancing, they're having date nights, they're having single nights, all kinds of in the house of God. But I tell you, God wants a holy house, a holy habitation. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord for that beautiful message that came through her. The Lord just took over, and I was so glad that the Lord had his way on today. So at this time, we're going to open the doors that you may give remarks, exhortations, or whatever the Lord lay on your heart to do and say. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for the word of God. Coming to Evangelist Cynthia, preaching about holiness, the old-time way. She's right. People, they're doing and saying anything in church these days. They're cussing in church, singing and playing secular or worldly music and songs. They're defiling what's supposed to be the house of God, and it ought not be. And she preached. She really preached. We're supposed to be out here working for the Lord. Instead, folks, they're doing whatever they want to do, wearing whatever they want to wear. They go in. It used to be a time when they would wear one thing at church and wear one thing, you know, outside. But now they're bringing the outside into the church. Well, it has started, but it's just gotten worse.
Yeah.
Now, I enjoy the word of God. being preached in its fullness. She hit on a lot of things. And
amen.
I remember when the Lord called her, and I was 17 years old, and I remember watching, and I was in awe. I'd never seen anything like that, and I haven't seen anything since. And I, you know, there are others that came up and became ministers since I've been, you know, in the church, but I've never seen the Lord strive with a person the way that he strove. But I'm so glad that I had an opportunity to see the way that if God is calling you and you, oh, man, like she said, everybody knew it. We were children, you know, we were minors, but we knew something was different because I had never seen anything like that. And, yeah, there was fear because we knew this was something that God had done. I was one of the ones that was trying to get up under her because I was like, I want to be like that. I want that. But I thank God, and you know, and he saved me. He saved me. She was an example to me, and I thank God for it. And I want to say to her, be encouraged. God is with you. I tell you, God is with you. And stay encouraged. Keep on preaching. Keep on doing what God gave you to do. Amen. God bless.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. I tell you that word came forth in power and in demonstration. And it is anointed. The Lord sent that word today. And I thank God for it. And she touched on a lot of areas.
Yes.
Oh, praise be to God. I tell you, I do recall being there when she got baptized, when she came up as the anointing was on her. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Even before she went down under the water. When the general overseer said, in the name of the Father, you know, baptized her, the anointing was on her, and he took her down in the water.
Yes.
And she came up. The Lord quickened him, and he hollered out, that's a preacher. Oh, I remember that so. Thank you, Jesus. And God, he just showed the evidence.
Yes,
he just made it evident so that everyone could see. And I thank God for even being there. See God do such a great and mighty thing right in the midst of everyone. This way, they know only God did it. Hallelujah. She didn't call herself. She didn't volunteer. But God called her.
Mm-hmm.
And when she surrendered, that when everybody knew, okay, that was God, no questions. No doubts. It was all God. You know, and I thank God for that great testimony, you know, because so many people, they want to do something for the Lord. They think they want to minister. They think they want to do this. They, like she said, they go for training to learn how to be a minister and all this. But you got to be called by God.
Yes.
You got to be called and then commissioned and sent by God.
Yes.
I thank the Lord. I tell you, I just want to encourage everyone. Just take the word of God in and apply it to your heart. Don't let the enemy deceive you. If all this stuff is going on in church that you're going to, you get up and leave. Because Jesus, he did not allow it to be so. They were in there selling doves. They were in there doing money changing. They were doing all kinds of things. And he turned over those tables and he ran them out.
Yes, he did.
He didn't allow it to go on in the house of the Lord. It was supposed to be called a house of prayer, and they made it a den of thieves. But he corrected that.
Yes. So
let's take that in. I just thank the Lord. I could go on and on. But the word came.
Yes.
The word of God for itself. And I want to encourage you, Van and Cynthia, continue to let God use you and just let God have his way. Be encouraged.
So, Lord, is there anyone else? Praise God. If not, we thank the Lord once again for that anointed message that came to Evangelist Cynthia. We truly, truly enjoyed the word of God on this afternoon. Glory to God. And we want to encourage Evangelist Cynthia to continue
to let the Lord have his way in your life. If the Lord take over, you go ahead. Don't worry about me or no one else. Do what thus saith the Lord. Let him have his way, because he knows what he's doing and he knows how to deliver. So I encourage you in the Lord, and we want to continue to remember to pray for all of the bereaved families and all of those who are listed on our prayer list. And once again, don't forget, Sandy Cynthia is scheduled to preach tomorrow night. That is 8 p.m. tomorrow night on the International Prayer Line. And we gave you the number to call in, and we're going to look forward to that on tomorrow night. The Lord say the same. And if that's all, we will join you again, if the Lord's will, on Tuesday night for Oldies but Goodies in the Gospel. Praise God. We want to thank you for tuning in again tonight. And if that's it, we're going to say God bless you and good night.